So this is your sophomore EP. So what do you think you guys learned through the process of the recording of your first production, so to speak, and how do you think it's benefited you now?
Oh goodness, we've learned so much. with our freshman EP, we had four people in the band, and actually right before we released the freshman EP, two of the people quit. Oh. So this EP has just been Peter and I, with help from a handful of our other friends that we went to college with. So Peter, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, we when we started the first EP, we kind of went into it with an idea that we wanted to be really soft and acoustic-y.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the second EP, we just let ourselves be ourselves. And so we were much more happy with the result. We just let the songs be what they are.
Listening to you guys, it's kind of, you guys are going to laugh, because I mean, it's kind of funny what first popped into my mind. But if you've ever watched like The Sound of Music, like the way you guys do not sound like, you know, those guys. But as far as the harmonizing feels so natural, the vocal harmonizing. How does that process work? How did you guys discover, like, whoa, we sound really good when we play off each other's voices like that?
Oh, well, Maddie and I, we've known each other for, like, you know,
four years,
and we've been writing music for just as long. But we play together every day. And I think that's, so you learn, like, the little things, that the way the other person insists on singing the melody and things like that. And pretty soon you're singing it similarly. And that's the only thing I can think of.
I was a fan of his band back in college, and I always loved his voice. And we kind of just started writing together, basically. And it was just one of those things. I've always loved the way our voices sound together. I love singing harmonies with him. He's one of the best people to sing harmonies with, for me at least. So.
What's the songwriting process like for you guys? How do you guys come up with songs?
Peter is actually the main songwriter, and then I twerk everything.
Twerk.
I love it. You have to say tweak, not twerk.
I've been watching Miley Cyrus all morning. Yeah.
Oh no, I think everyone has.
Oh my god, train wreck.
usually I'll write the songs, and then we sit down, and as we're working on them, Maddie adds all her ideas and stuff, and tells me when my ideas are bad. And that's how we do it.
So speaking of writing songs, Chartreuse, how did that all come about? Is there an inspiration behind it? Take me like the VH1 behind the song, so to speak.
Okay. All right. I feel weird revealing where my ideas come from. So there's this song by the Deftones called Rocket Skates,
mm-hmm.
where it starts sounding like it's really fast. Like it's gonna be a double time song, and then it cuts into halftime. And when I first heard that, I was like, "Oh, that's so awesome!" And so I wanted to write a riff like that. But I always write a lot of sevens and nine chords, so that's kind of, I don't know, I'm trying to remember exactly where the riff came from. But yeah, that was where the song first started, and that song actually took a couple years to develop. And you know, it ended up being really simple. You know, with its structure and everything, but it did take a while to write.
What about the story?
Oh, and the song is about, it's about LA, you know, since we moved here from Boston a few years ago, and so for us to kind of get assimilated into LA, there's some great things about LA, and then some really weird stuff about LA. The culture is definitely weird, especially when you're trying to be a musician out here, so that was really what we wrote the song about.
How do you guys want this EP to ultimately be remembered? I mean, you guys are going to be producing music for, you know, a long time. So how do you want people to look back on this EP and say, yeah, this EP was what?
To be honest, this EP for us was because originally it was, what, a 12-song album? And then we cut it down again and again and again and again. And, like, at this point, I feel like the EP is very strong, and it's a really great representation of where we're going to go with our music and our ideas and our views on everything. You know, Peter?
Yeah, I think of the EP as a way for us to get started. But I think it's a, solid start. I like to think it is, at least.
I think it's better than our last EP, for sure.
How would you guys describe your sound to someone that has never heard you? Like, let's just say, you know, one of the songs comes on in like an elevator and somebody starts humming and they don't know you're in the band and you got to like sell the song almost, or sell like what you guys do. What do you think you'd say in that very short elevator ride to kind of get them to go to Spotify when they go home or something like that?
I tell them that it's the Smashing Pumpkins meets Fleetwood Mac.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Or Steely Dan meets Incubus. But Fleetwood Mac kind of works better because of the vocals that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would call it Miley Cyrus meets the Backstreet Boys.
So what are you guys looking to do in order to promote the upcoming EP?
We're going to play a lot. We've got actually some fun press coming in. We're doing a bunch of podcasts and a bunch of interviews. We have 2 music videos coming out in the next couple of months. So hopefully between all of that, you know, we'll get some good showcases down at South By and maybe CMJ next year. And we'll see, you know. That's the goal, is just to make music for a living. So,
is there anything else that you want to say to your fans or to people that are listening to this and go, wow, they're, like, really cool?
I don't know. I think if I say things, I'll come across as very not cool. But I guess you could say, you know, we have a lot of songs written. We actually think we have our first 4 records written, and we're actually starting work on our first record in January, which is a long process, but we're just really excited. We're going to try to be one of those bands that still releases albums in the age of singles. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and we're going to be one of those bands that, like, I'm obsessed right now with Queens of the Stone Age and what they did with this last CD, with all the animation and all the visuals and everything going on. I just think, you know, music should be heading more in that direction where it's more of an art form and it's less twerking.
I think it's fair to say we're pretty ambitious, but we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.